Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, that little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss sports in the name, image, and likeness space, NIL, than Riverland Roofing. That's why my man Judd Udemark is sitting here with me. Ole Miss slugging, first baseman, third baseman, second base, playing everywhere. Corner outfield, stealing home in the same game that he walks off Arkansas State a couple of days after going second deck in Globe Life. Judd, you knew we knew this was coming, but man, what a week, huh? You've been feeling it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, stealing home and walk-off homers were not so much on my bucket list for Arkansas State game, but they did happen. And it's actually the first time I've done either one of those. So knocking that out was pretty cool for sure.
The first off, we knew the power was coming. You know, the power has always been there. You're going to hit your bombs. The walk-off, impressive in its own right. But stealing home. You and I have been talking about your athleticism now since November. And I know you've been, like, itching to show it off in a way. Stealing home in the midweek. Four games in, that's kind of showing it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, there's an art to stealing home, Judd.
For sure.
What went into that play specifically? What did you see? And how long you been practicing that? Man, and what's the spec? I bet if I put you on a 40-yard dash, dude, you could run like a 4.5, 4.6.
We've had so many arguments in the locker room about what my 40 time would be. And my number is always lower than my teammates, which – I just chalk it up to them being haters, to be completely honest. I really do need to get out there and do a 40 time and see what it would be. So I have a definite time that nobody can argue, laser time. The stealing home, we practiced it in the fall a little bit. And Coach B and Coach Clem and Coach Cleary were all out there. And, you know, it's a play that it doesn't happen a lot. And, you know, I don't know what the stats are on it. And in that moment, I didn't really care what the stats were. All I knew is that the stars aligned. You know, there's two outs. There's a shift on, so nobody was covering third base. There was a slow left-handed pitcher in the windup. And we needed a run. And Coach Clem, you know, all credits to him. He was the one that said, you know, get down here. And I was about 30 feet off the bag. And he said, we're going next pitch. And I was like, oh, man, here we go. Next pitch, as soon as his right foot stepped off, I just took off. And I knew that I was going to be safe about halfway there just because he wasn't speeding up with his delivery. But I was still praying that Will Furness was not going to swing because we didn't give him a sign or we didn't give him anything. So it's definitely a memory that I'll always have, especially with Coach Clem. You know, me and him are so close, and I think it's kind of cool to hang our hat on.
I love that, man. I love that Clem, like, no doubt. All right, here we go. Next pitch.
Right.
And good on Fern, man, to have some situational awareness there.
Thank you, Fern.
Yeah, yes. Luckily he's left-handed, so he can kind of see you coming, you know. But to that's be able right. to come off, that's pretty impressive self-discipline by Fern, especially for a guy, you know, who's looking to get a big knock early on in the season. Walk it off for y'all. For you, what is more what felt cooler? There's no better way for me to kind of phrase it. What was a cooler experience? Was it the walk-off? Was it the stealing home? Both of them are unique in their own ways.
I think the walk-off homer was cooler. And only for the reason, I think the actual stealing home is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. But in the moment, the walk-off home run felt cooler just because, like I said, Coach Clem didn't give me a lot of time to think about it. It was just go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went up to the plate and Luke Hill's on first, I had an image in my head that I've been dreaming of, you know, my whole life, and that's hitting a walk-off home run.
Let's go.
And it just so happened that he threw a curveball in the zone, and I got it just enough, even though wind was blowing in, and it was the weather was not ideal. And, you know, it got out, and you get to run those bases, and there's no better feeling than running the bases and you not having to run back out in the field after that.
Mm-hmm. See, it's really cool too, because this team's still trying to figure itself out, right? I mean, look, there's a lot of different lineup combinations that Mike wants to try. You're still trying to see who fits where, how it all kind of falls. But so there's going to be, at least in the early season, some struggles against even an Arkansas State who's capable enough. But the offense has been the most sporadic so far, only because of, I think, all the combinations Mike is trying. So to see it in that moment, like old years, and I don't want to make it more than it is, but in old years, the last two especially, that's a game that Ole Miss loses inexplicably or something happens that, and to get that win and to keep the ball rolling down the course a little bit, Eastern Kentucky this weekend, three against them, it's less about how you won the game than winning the game. And y'all, to walk it off that way, with an offense that needed a spark, especially as you are trying some things, it felt like it was even that much more important, if that makes sense. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's really, you know, and I don't want to put a limelight on myself, but, you know, it happens in baseball, and that's what makes baseball beautiful, is you can have a team full of guys who are struggling and then one guy carries the team, or you can have games where the whole offense is rolling and the pitchers need some picking up. So, you know, as much as it is a team sport, there is a side of that individual sport when you step into the box, you're only facing the pitcher. And you never know how big a swing can be. You never know how big an at-bat can be. And it's really just not taking it for granted because, you know, like you said, the last 2 years, those are games that we would just fall apart, we would roll over, and we would just take the loss and chalk it up as a bad game. Now, I think with our leadership on our team, bunch of older guys and a bunch of newer guys who have that, like I've said hundreds of times, that professional mindset, they understand how important a win on Tuesday is.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that beating Arkansas State isn't just beating Arkansas State, and props to them, they played a great game, but it trains you for those tough moments when you're playing Arkansas and it's 2-2 and it's the bottom of the 10th. How do you manufacture runs? How do you hold runners? And, you know, there, whenever you play teams like, you know, I don't want to name a university, but teams that should, that are just not competitive and the score is 25-0, what do you really learn from it? I know that the fans love it to see the box score, but I'm only worried about our dugout and gaining that experience of those close games and those close wins. You know, I think it's invaluable.
One thing that it really stuck out to me when not only you stole home, but hitting the both tanks, which were just the one in Globe Life, you got that ball about as well as you can get a ball, right? I mean, that thing,
yeah.
450, if not further, dude, that was when I was like, oh, he's healthy, right? I mean, because for you,
yeah,
for the last 2 years, it's only been about can Judge stay healthy.
Yep.
The player, the potential there for you both, as a multifaceted baseball player, not just the slugging corner infielder, but also someone who can really run, who has positional versatility, but it all comes back to, it has come back to, can you stay healthy? So do you feel good? Because it looks like it. I mean, you go in second deck in Globe Life and stealing home and then hitting a walk-off, it looks like your feeling is close to who you thought you were going to be and what you thought you were going to be than you ever have before. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, it's fair to say. I mean, I think if I could flip a, or, you know, make a wish and it comes true, I wish I could go back to probably how I felt my junior year of my high school, more than now. But if I had to pick a close second, it'd be now. You know, the last 2 years have been, we can call it a struggle. Just, I think it's one on the mental side, not knowing how to deal with my injuries, not knowing how to deal with the aches and pains, and then letting those fester up and grow into bigger problems, you know, in more detail, basically my shoulder. I just have to give props to J-Bone and Coach Corello and all the supporting staff of Ole Miss Baseball, because we have really, really hit it hard this past offseason, in the fall, and even in the spring. You know, they're so selfless, and they're always there for me, getting extra work, extra stretching, any ideas, things like that, that just, you know, that's what you want on a team, is you want a team that is trying to improve each other and not so much focused on yourself. And from that, you know, I've never felt better. I've never felt more athletic. I've never felt healthier. I've never felt as energized as well. You know, that's a big thing that a lot of college athletes have to deal with, is especially baseball with the long season, is, man, you got class, you got study hall, you have practice, and then you have games.
Is it burnout?
You're wore out. It's, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, we wouldn't trade it for the world, but having that high energy, I truly think it makes a difference.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, you can just tell that Judd's feeling good, you know, and I knew that going in, because I've been talking to you since November, and you had a great fall. You're one of the best hitters for Ole Miss in the fall, and we talked about your health then. But until you actually see it in games, there's always in the back of your mind that, well, am I really? Am I really? And fingers crossed, give it to God that, you know, hopefully you stay healthy all year and things like that. But what a start. And I think for Ole Miss baseball, it was important, like you said, to get the wins like y'all did. And because, like, there's no predicting early on in the season how a season's going to go. Because I remember when Ole Miss went and beat three number one ranked teams in Globe Life, and then things didn't work out the way we thought they were going to work out. Mm-hmm. Now, this team has got more to prove and this, that, and the other. But I think the way y'all won, and to come out with three wins in four games, and to even take that run rule loss on Saturday, because that's something y'all are used to, that non-competitiveness after an emotional win, to get over that and then to come back and beat a good team in Clemson, for me, that was the biggest tell of all. Because, like, I remember these last two teams. You were part of those last
two.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
To have that emotional debut, that emotional opener, non-competitiveness on Saturday against the team that you'll be playing in the league, and then to turn around on Sunday, last 2 years, more likely than not, that one wasn't going to be very pretty too. And for y'all to just run rule them, I thought, was a statement unto itself, you know?
Yeah, that's something I'm proud of this team, and I know it's a small sample size and it's early, but that's what I wanted to see out of our team. Now, if I could make a perfect first four games, it'd be run rules in the first seven innings for all of them, you know, and the Rebs are 4-0. But learning those lessons and learning to see how our team responds to subpar games is really what I think is the deciding factor for great teams. Coach talks a lot about a phrase that I don't know if he coined it, but he basically trademarked it, called shower well. And
shower well.
And you know, after a game, you know, whether win or loss, you have to, you know, you can celebrate that night, but the next day is a new day. That whatever happened is in the past, whether it was a blowout win or a blowout loss, you cannot let yesterday control today. And showering well is the phrase of, hey, get it off of you, get it out of your system. You know, we have work to do today. And taking each game and each day for itself. And I think that's what our team has showed. You know, even in this midweek, like I said, as a fan of Ole Miss, I wish that we beat them by 30, but being able to take it as a midweek game, and that this is solely the midweek game, and we don't worry about what's coming from Eastern Kentucky or what happened from Clemson, Texas, and Arizona, it makes it easier on yourself, to be honest, because you're not looking in the future, you're not looking in the past, or your individual successes or failures. All you're there to do, and I've said on this podcast probably 100 times, winning fixes everything.
Everything.
And, you know, if you win, if you go 1-0 today, it's a successful day. I don't care what your record is.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. To out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire. Customer inspired.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
I will say that for Ole Miss to be 3-1 after four, you're where you want to be for the most part. Obviously, the Texas non-competitive game, but it can be a learning experience too. And right now, y'all are on schedule because I went 1-0 in the midweek. And that's what he's saying is can you go 1-0 today? And that's an important thing. This edition of Talk of Champions, Judd U. When Judd Udemark is on here, it's Judd U. So in this edition of Judd U, I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top. Riverland Roofing powers Judd U. Talk of Champions. We thank them for everything they do for us. Riverlandroofing.com for all your roofing needs. It's 662-644-4297. Few of any are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space. So check them out, Riverlandroofing.com. 662-644-4297. All right, so now that you look ahead and kind of think about the last four games in totality, what have been the biggest takeaways from the team? Like what were you eager to see opening weekend and into the midweek? What were you wanting to see out of maybe certain guys or things? And what did you learn that y'all are kind of carrying through as y'all try to put this thing together?
Yeah, the one thing that I was looking forward to was seeing and this is probably a little selfish of me, but seeing how our Wolfpack handled some decent pitching down in Arlington. Because you usually start off, especially when you go to Ole Miss, you start off with an opponent that is sometimes should not be on the field with you, which makes it easier to score runs. And, you know, they may walk guys or whatever that may be. But, like, I look back to my freshman year, and, you know, my first at-bat was a home run, and I thought that I was, you know, going to win the Golden Spikes Award. Mm-hmm. And then I proceeded to probably strike out 55 times in a row after that, just because, you know, and absolutely no disrespect, but just because it was Delaware State. But, yeah, I wanted to see how our Wolfpack did in Arlington, and not so much the amount of runs scored, but how the ebbs and flows of our lineup went. And I had an idea that we were going to change the lineup a little bit while we were down there, just because so many guys have been hitting so good and it's impossible to put everybody in there that, you know, I wanted to see at least. Cause I was looking at, you know, 20 guys at being those guys. But I really was proud of our pack, and I know that the runs didn't show it, but you know, in baseball, there's something called a quality at bat, and it's you basically take the uncontrollables and you throw them out of the window. You take the outcomes and you throw them out of the window. All you're worried about is winning each pitch and having a quality of at bat, which may be hitting a ball hard or walking or hit by pitch or a sack bunt or whatever that may be. And obviously the Clemson game was, you know, our best game that we showed out. But even Arizona, there was a lot of great at-bats that were put together that just didn't turn into runs. And you can chalk that up to, you know, a big fence, or you can chalk it up to it's the first game and those will land later in the season or whatever. But it really was a cool experience being able to play in Globe Life, seeing our Wolfpack go at it. And then obviously, you know, as everybody can see, besides Texas, our pitching has been just absolutely dominant. I guess we've given up, what would it be, 8 runs in 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even in the Clemson game, you know, those Clemson hitters are very, very good hitters. Our pitching has been dominant, and I'm super grateful for that, because we have so many talented guys, and every time that someone comes out of that bullpen, you have full faith in them. And that's a hard thing to do for teams. And I believe that all of the pitchers feel that way as well, because, you know, you think sometimes no guy or one guy doesn't get any innings, right? And he might be upset, man, I should be pitching. But our pitching lineup is, you know, yeah, there's probably a little drop off from the Friday night starter to, you know, the last guy out of the bullpen, but it ain't that big. I mean, Joel has really pushed these guys in their bullpens and in practice to be as excellent as they can be, and it has showed, you know, besides the Texas game, obviously, but Arizona, Clemson, and Arkansas State, it is really showed.
Well, one thing that really stuck out to me, too, is 3 out of 4 games, the hitting, the run scoring wasn't what y'all wanted it to be. However, the pitching was exactly where you said it was going to be. You knew you were going to be figuring some things out. What are some things offensively that you think y'all have already figured out? Because one thing that stuck out to me is you've mentioned it before, the depth of options. Hayden Federico gets in there on Sunday. And you know about Hayden, and I knew about Hayden, but to see him, I mean, that's a true freshman at the top of the order, really facilitating offense and things like that. What are the biggest takeaways in that way? Because again, you knew the pitching was going to be there. 3 out of 4 games, however, the run scoring wasn't what you necessarily wanted it to be, but there are so many things that you can take away, and you're still figuring some things out. Offensively, what really didn't necessarily surprise you, but certainly jumped off the page. I'm sure Federico doing his thing probably jumped off for everybody. You know, it did for me.
Yeah. I have your answer, and it's Luke Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that makes a fun answer, but, I mean, can we talk about that guy for a second? He's, you know, especially the game against Clemson, 2 home runs and a triple. That has to go down to some stat, you know, at Globe Life, some sort of history. He is really the corner piece of our Wolfpack. And not so much because he's batting 1, 2, 3, or 4 hole, but because of his energy that he brings, because of his selflessness that he does, he's the first guy to the dugout whenever you have a good at bat. He's the first one to pick you up whenever you strike out in front of him. He is, and you know, I can't brag on him enough. And he's going to play in the major leagues one day. And he's going to play for a long time, and there's a reason for that. One is because he is just a pure hitter, and I think everybody can see that. And then two is his selfless attitude. And so the bigger answer to that is how our team or how our Wolfpack works together. And I think we're still trying to figure that out. But it takes guys like Luke all throughout the lineup to be able to make a great team. Guys who are going to have each other's backs, guys who are, you know, going to pat them on the rear after a tough at bat to make sure that they're ready for their next at bat. All those things matter in a long season of 56 games that, you know, yeah, you can look at the wins and losses or whatever, but there's postseason coming around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's elimination games. And that, you know, having your guys at their best potential and their fullest potential during postseason is really what you want. So I'm looking forward to this weekend and getting after it. You know, I'm trying to go 1-0 on Friday first, and we'll see how it carries us after that. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to this year.
I've said it before. We talked about it on this podcast before, but it bears repeating. In a year's time from where Luke started to where he is now, Man, if you want to talk about a dude who just did what was asked, did what he was supposed to do, didn't start great, but man, you're right. I mean, he's the one out there hyping everybody up. Y'all don't have a captain, you know, this year. Y'all don't have a captain. I feel like if y'all did put it to a vote, you and Luke would get the most votes and y'all would be captains. And it's obvious. But the fact that it's so obvious now that it'd be, to me, Judd and Luke is a testament to how far Luke himself has come. Because, again, it did not start well, not just off the field, but on the field. He wasn't hitting. He was defensively a mess at shortstop. Now he can play second or third about as well as anybody, and then he's hitting in the middle of the lineup. So he deserves a ton of credit. He really does, and it doesn't need to be lost. Because in this culture, he could have just left. He could have just transferred. He'd had another opportunity somewhere else. But, no, he took his arrows. He learned from it, and he's now – in my opinion, co-captain with Judd Uddemark for Ole Miss baseball in 2025. So, yeah, I think the world of Luke Hill. And it's hilarious that a guy that sounds so Californian is like the face of Ole Miss baseball in 2025. Like, dude,
that's
you
right.
Can't wipe the California off of him, man, you know?
I know. And yeah, I mean, he's just he's one of those guys that you want in your dugout. And I can tell you, he does not get enough credit for what he does behind the scenes. That I don't think that he wants credit for, and especially this off season and even during the season. I mean, we have group chats and, you know, I'm going to keep some of that stuff confidential, but just his involvement with his team and his willingness to, you know, volunteer himself, for anyone that needs help, whether that is, you know, let's go hitting the cages at 10 o'clock at night, or whether that is, you know, sending a thoughtful text to a guy who's struggling, all that stuff matters. And Luke is an embodiment of our core covenants of Rebs, being relentless, excellent, belief, and selflessness. And, you know, I'm just proud of him.
Yeah, it's well said. Proud of him too, man, because, like, again, it was a rough start. All right, last thing before I let you go. You're in season now. We haven't done one of the an in-person Judd U in a little while because, I mean, look, you talked about the schedule just a minute ago. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is.
So Ole Miss Pro Day is coming up. Football Pro Day is coming up. Ole Miss is sending a record 11, Judd.
I know.
To the NFL scouting combine. Should have been more. Caden Priestcorn got hosed. And we could keep going through it. But if we set it up and if we can make it happen, because your in-season is going to be harder, and we can get you tested just like, you know, pick your guy, Walter Nolan, Jackson, get you thrown against air. I think you could have been a quarterback. I'm just saying, if we can get you tested first, I want to know, cause you've stolen home. What do you think your 40 would be?
I mean, you see,
be guys honest, like, I know you're going to say like 4.4.
You know? Yeah. I mean, you see guys, what's the fastest one ever? Was it Chris Archer at 4.22 or something?
Something. Yeah. 4.2, 4.24.
Yeah, and I guess first round offensive linemen are probably in the 5 range, 5.0,
about 4.89.
Yeah. Wow.
4.8, 4.9 feels like.
I'm not gonna give a definitive time, but I'm gonna give you a player comp that I think that I could outrun. And I think that would be Calvin Johnson. I think I'd be almost like him.
Oh shit!
In straight line speed, yeah. Now he has way more ability to cut, but I'm confident that if we lined up him whenever he was 21 years old and I was 21 years old, and this might get clipped and I might be all over the internet for having the most outrageous statement, but you know, I would love to do that,
dude. I want to see you get tested. Like, I think you would hit.
Let's do it.
I think you would hit 4.6 easy.
What? Sorry, you cut out. You said 4.4.
You'd hit 4.6 easy.
Oh, you know? Come on. Next question.
4.5. I know, but like we don't treat these times for how good they are. You know what I mean? So like, if somebody runs a 4.5, that's legit. You know what I mean? But now it's like, all right, 4. No, I would give you easily. Well, I'm saying if the floor is 4.6, you're doing pretty good, Judd. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but not for myself. You know, it's
I think you'd easily run a 4.4. I say 4.4.
4.49.
Yeah, 4.49, something like that. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Get you the bench press going. You know,
get me out of there. I'll be the lowest one out of all of them.
Dude, like, that's the thing though, is if you're running a 4-4, you're a big wide receiver. You're like Gronk. Yeah. You know what I mean? So when the we don't need any of this.
That's right.
Need a lot of this. You know, he's Judd Uedermark. This has been a new edition of Judd U, part of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Judd Uedermark. Ole Miss's slugging corner infielder, had a great opening weekend, walks off Arkansas State and also steals home. So yeah, okay, 4-4-4. He's the best. And hopefully next week we'll have another one for y'all. Our thanks again to Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Judd, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Keep it going, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.